Republicans on Monday proposed to take about one half of the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board's Economic Development Fund to help fill a projected $5 billion state budget shortfall. That move has made Iron Range lawmakers mad as hornets. They characterize it as a raid on range property tax funds. The IRRB, including the Douglas J. Johnson Protection Trust Fund, being targeted by GOP leadership, is fueled by taconite production money paid by mining companies in lieu of property taxes. District 6A Representative David Dill testified in committee earlier this week.
Well, it could have some devastating effects. I think the most important thing to first realize is that the mines do not pay property taxes. The mines pay a production tax based on the amount of taconite that they produce per ton. The tax on a ton is roughly $2.30 a ton. It amounts to about $100 million a year, and that goes into a formula that's been in law for years, so much for the counties, so much for the cities, so much for the towns, and so much to the school district, and so much for the Doug Johnson Fund, and so much for the Taconite Environmental Protection Fund, and then the balance goes to the IRRB specifically for their operations.
Dill said that when taconite production goes down, IRRB acts as a shock absorber.
Now, when taconite production goes down, IRRB is the shock absorber. They get the money that's left over to run on. So when the taconite production went down to 17 million tons 2 years ago, we weren't even sure we could keep the doors open on the agency because the cities, counties, towns, and school districts used up all the money, which is the way it should be. But that's our local property taxes.
If the mines instead paid property taxes, Dill said the result would be devastating for Cook County.
If we didn't have the production tax, then the mines would pay property taxes, and they pay it to the county that the mines are located in. So Cook County would be devastated by this if that were to be the case, because you don't have a mine.
The Douglas J. Johnson Fund is the money IRRB uses to fund area development projects.
There's about $122 million in the Doug Johnson Fund. We spend a huge amount of money every year, which constitutes the interest off of the Doug Johnson Fund and the $122 million to fund economic development. And there's projects all over Cook County. There's projects all over. In fact, I said in committee yesterday that you cannot drive on a blacktop road in my legislative district and not drive by someplace that hasn't received IRRB economic development money.
Dill said he asked 100 legislators attending the committee discussion if any of them were using their property taxes to help cure the state deficit.
Can anyone raise their hand and say that you used your local property tax money to cure the state budget deficit? And of course, obviously not one person raised their hand.
Dill said the funds are invested in various stock portfolios. If the current proposal was implemented and the market took another dive, it would leave virtually nothing for development.
So now let's say that they take $60 million of the $122 million. I mean, that will leave a $62 million. And let's say that the stock market went down like it did in 2007 and cut our fund in half, we'd have $31 million left. I mean, if we take the interest off of $31 million today, the interest is 2% roughly, we wouldn't have enough money to even fund one good project, let alone the number that we're funding. I mean, this is devastating.
Dill said he doesn't like to get political, but he likened this attack on taconite funds to the Tomahawk cruise missiles being leveled at Libya.
I mean, hey, people better rally around the flag now, because a few tomahawks were launched, and you know, I heard every time one of those goes off, there's $1 million. Well, you quote me. There's 60 of them headed towards northeastern Minnesota.
Jay Anderson, WTIP News.